We are joined by one of the stalwarts on the back end, the reigning two-time defending player of the year on the defensive side. Kyle Rubis joins us. Kyle, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
I have to ask you, you and John Lintz are the only players yet to score a goal for your perfect team. Who scores first?
That's a tough question. We both consider ourselves, I guess, stay-at-home defensemen. But if you're going to go by the stats, I would have to go with me, considering I have a whopping 3 shots more on net than him.
Yeah, well, you have 3 and he has none. We exactly. asked him about that a few weeks ago. Like, your team's 13-0. In one of those blowouts, you'd think Lintz would either just run up to the line and take a shot.
Yeah, you would think so, but Johnny does everything else for us. He's always he's a rock back there on D, and he's always the first guy off the floor and getting transition. So he's not getting the shots on net, but he's doing everything else for us.
Do you guys, when you're 13-0, I think, you know, that's a loose locker room. The fact that you know that you have 3 shots and he has none tells me that you guys are having some fun right now.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun time, and it's also getting picked on by some of the boys in the locker room, too, for our offensive output, I guess, too.
Kyle, when you are winning, as Greg's just said, it can be easy to sort of get away at times and think that you can win every game and get overconfident. How have you guys not allowed that to creep into your locker room?
Yeah, definitely. Just taking it by game-by-game approach. Our coaching staff always make sure that we're ready for the game. We have a certain game plan. And in this league, any team is capable of winning any night. If you don't bring your A game, any team can take advantage of you. So you have to be focused night by night.
Kyle, you know, you're considered the best defensive player in the game. I know the indoor lacrosse rankings had you ranked as the second best player in the entire league coming into the season. You know, you've been very good defensively, individually. Your teams have been good, but your group's never been this good. Like, you guys, there's times where you can literally just shut down offenses. What do you like best about your defensive group, the 9 guys?
I think it's just the buy-in this year. Like, everyone is doing their part. Everyone just accepted the system. And then most of us have been together for 3 years now, so that chemistry is finally molding together, and guys almost just know where they're going to be, and everyone knows what kind of play the other guy's going to do. So after 3 years, yeah, that chemistry has really grown, and just a buy-in to the whole defensive system.
Kyle Rubis joins us from the Edmonton Rush. They are taking on Colorado this weekend. A win would clinch first place overall and extend the winning streak for you guys. Kyle, talk about one of your teammates, a guy you know very well, Chris Corbeil, and what he's meant to you guys in the captaincy role. What has he added as far as leadership wearing the C?
Oh, he's been amazing. He's taken over from Jimmy Quinlan, and he's done a great job both on and off the floor. His leadership off the floor, he's always saying the right thing, always getting the guys pumped up. And then obviously on the floor, he's a rock in the D end. And this year's transition game has been out of this world, getting huge goals for us. Like, I think he's leading the league in shorthanded goals for defensemen, but he's just been awesome. He's just a true leader, and he's a guy that we all look up to.
Does he try to encourage you guys to eat as healthy as he does?
Yeah, he pushes it on us. He sometimes looks down on us, and we have to keep it quiet what we eat, maybe, or something like that, if it's not up to his standards. But no, Corbs is a health freak, and it shows with how he plays.
Do you guys do you ever try to tease him and try to tempt him into breaking his perfect eating habits?
We tempt him. We go to Italian places for pregame all the time, and there's a couple loaves of bread out there, and he sees all the boys enjoying it, and you can see his eyes wandering sometimes, but he's strong-willed and he stays away from it.
Kyle, talk a little bit about, you know, a young defender on your team who I think's having a real breakout year. Like, everybody talked about kind of the big four heading in, yourself and Corbeil and Dilks and Midsky, you know, all-star guys, really good defense. Everybody said the best defense in the league. Jeff Cornwall has really I think, elevated his play, not only defensively. We're seeing him scoring in transition. He was playing out of the front gate when they were short with some injuries on the left side. Talk about his evolution. I think he's maybe the second youngest guy on your team still. What do you like about his overall game, and what do you see as his ceiling moving forward?
Oh, Jeff's been amazing for us. He's a great defender. He's in great shape. He can push the ball up in transition. I don't think anyone in the league is going to catch him when he gets a full head of steam going. But he was great for us last year, but even this year he's just stepped up and he's been one of our top guys. He hits hard. He's fast on his feet. He works hard, and his attention to detail is great. After every play, he's talking to the guys and he has an idea. But he's been huge for us, and he's just been a great all-around player.
You lead the league in forced turnovers, Kyle. I've seen you jar the ball loose from some of the best offensive guys in the league who never lose it. Where did you learn that? Where's that technique come from? And I know Cornwall's a guy who talked to me about how you've really helped him, because I think he's now second or third in the league in forced turnovers. What's the secret to your success is creating so many turnovers?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I guess it's it attributes to our defensive system, but always getting out. I'm always just trying to get a stick on guys' hands, trying to make them feel uncomfortable, and then just trying to put them in places where they don't want to be. And luckily, a ball will pop out here and there. It's not something we try to do, but obviously we're trying to pressure guys. And when you pressure them, they don't get to the time and space that they want and don't get to do what they want. So obviously mistakes will happen. So it's not really a focused skill. It's just part of our defensive system and getting out on guys and making them uncomfortable.
Now, I think you're being a little bit too humble, because no one else on your team is jarring balls loose. So you're telling me that you don't purposely go for the guy's hands because you're jarring balls loose all the time?
We're going for hands, trying to get sticks on hands and pressure guys, but our focus isn't to take the ball away. It's to make them feel uncomfortable and force them where we want to go.
Kyle Rubas joins us. How's Quinlan gone from being a teammate to a coach?
Oh, Jimmy was a leader as a captain and a teammate, and he's a leader on the bench. He's an emotional guy, and he's always getting us ready to go. His game plan's always top choice. Always knows exactly what's going on, and he knows the tendencies of all the players, and he knows our system better than anyone. So Jimmy's just been a great coach for us, and it's been a real pleasure to play for him.
Kyle, who do you find is the toughest forward in the league for you to defend?
Wow, that's a great question. Obviously, this weekend, Cody Jamison, he's a great player. He's a full workload to handle. He can beat you in so many ways. This weekend coming up, you got John Grant Jr., who's a great player. Obviously, he's got the skills. Adam Jones, I know he's just coming back from an injury, but he's been great too. I focus more on the lefties, so
yeah.
I know the lefties a little bit more, but those three off the top of my head stand out. They're great players.
Garrett Billings is lighting up the league. He's got 95 points in 14 games for Toronto. He's going to break the single season record. What makes him, I know you don't face him a lot because he's on that other side, but what makes him so dangerous of a scorer?
First off, his shot, it was a pretty evident on Sunday. He can put the ball wherever he wants. He's got a great shot. And I think secondly is his patience. Just playing against him, we play a pressure D, so we get out on him and try to force him where we want to go. But his patience, he always finds the open man or can find an open spot and get a shot off. So I think just his vision and patience and seeing the plays before they happen is really helps him rack up all the points.
Kyle, we were talking about it earlier, kind of joking between you and Lintz, neither one having a goal yet. Now, I can expect John Lintz not to score. He hasn't scored in 40 games, right? It's been over 3 years since he lit the lamp. You had 4 goals 2 years ago. You had 3 goals last year. You're really underperforming offensively this year. Have you focused more defensively, or are we going to see maybe you pushing the floor a little bit more here soon?
Yeah, I've always kind of focused more defensively. I usually get the ball up and spark the guys up in transition. Like obviously, like Chris Corbeil, Ryan Dilks, Nick Bilic, they around the net, they've shown their skills. But all joking aside, I just trying to push the ball up, just trying to stay in our system, and I remember last year a couple of times the goalie was pulled, so maybe if we get to a couple more of those opportunities, I'll find the net.
So you had a few empty netters last year?
Yeah, I think it. I think there might have been two.
Oh, okay. Wow, that really pads your stats then.
No
okay.
pictures, no pictures.
Now, yeah, Bilic had, I think, 4 points for you guys. It seems every game somebody else in transition is scoring for you if your offense isn't going. You mentioned Corbeil's leading, but Cornwall had two the night before. I do want to ask you, if you had to wager on it, who is the fastest player on your team?
Wow, that's a good question. Fastest player. Definitely Jeremy Thompson would be up there. He's a water bug. I think Corbeil would be mad if I didn't say he was up there, but he's got the awkward run with his chest out. And but those two come to mind first. Jeff Cornwall, once he gets ahead of steam going too, he's hard to catch. So those three, and I know John LaFontaine always thinks that he is, but
I don't think
he's up there.
Well, if he is, I've yet to see a burst from him that goes along with those other three you mentioned. But Corbeil and Cornwall, very upright runners.
Yeah, we've always picked on Corbs about the chest out running, but hey, if he keeps scoring all those goals and keeps getting all those transition chances, no one's gonna complain about that.
Had you ever won 13 games in a row at any level before this year?
I have not. No, I can't recall. Maybe back in house league when I was 7 or 8, but no, at a competitive level, never have had a streak like this.
And do you guys have like a song that you play? Because I know some teams in hockey, well, when they win a game, they have a song that blares in the locker room after every win, regardless. Do you guys have one?
Yeah, we do. We our team theme song has been Timber by Pitbull there.
Really?
I guess our guilty pleasure. It gets all the boys going. But also before the game, Coach Keenan's not too big of a fan of all the new music, so we get some Jethro Tull going for him too.
Oh, okay. Now, who picks Timber? Is that like you're one of the assistants? Is that a leadership vote? How does that be decided?
I'm not too sure. I think all the guys just started liking it.
Okay.
A little out of touch with all the new music, to be honest. So it just kind of happened, and all the guys started getting into it, and it's obviously worked for us so far.
Do you sing along when it plays?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, you got when you're winning, you can sing along.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, Kyle, continued success. So we'll be watching not only the winning streak, but who becomes the last rush to score a goal this year, Rubish or Lintz. That will be the other competition in the final five games. We appreciate your time.
Or Aaron Bold.
Oh, yeah, that's I guess that's right. Yeah, he does have more apples than both of you guys, so you might have to step up.
Yeah, that's true.